will crush them so that their livelihood never exists again.
Well, that sounds about right.
At least if you're Lena Dunham, that's your tact. We'll find out what you think of the American Airlines fiasco at 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. If rainy days and Mondays get you down, it's a double whammy today. Rain is what we're expecting pretty much all day, with a few breaks here and there, forecasters say. But there is enough rain coming that we're under a flash flood watch starting at 9 this morning through this evening. The complete WMAL Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. As we start this week off with more rain, it's another day. Road crews won't be out fixing things, and they are hoping for sunshine just as much as the rest of us are.
Maryland State Highway spokesman Charlie Gishler says there are tons of projects in progress, and all this wet weather hasn't made it easy.
Of course, whenever we have to stop work with these deluges that have been happening for the last couple of weeks, we can't work.
In Virginia, VDOT's Ellen Kamalakis says some gravel roads in Loudoun County have been washed away due to all the rain.
Our crews have to go in with a motor grader and basically pull all the gravel that had washed off of the road and sort of, you know, smooth the road back out.
Both say they're looking forward to a stretch of sunny weather to get things back on track. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Mike Pence for president in 2020? Don't believe that New York Times story, says the vice president and the White House.
Two Pence aides, his spokesperson and his chief of staff. His chief of staff was mentioned in the New York Times story, also taking to Twitter to refute the story, calling it fake news. And White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, appearing on ABC's This Week, called the story complete fiction.
Correspondent Athena Jones. North Korea says it will launch thousands-fold revenge against the United States over the adoption of tough UN sanctions imposed after its ICBM launches. The North statement came 2 days after the UN Security Council unanimously approved new sanctions to punish the North, including a ban on coal and other exports worth over $1 billion. D.C. and Metro Transit police are looking for three persons of interest this morning in the shooting of a teenager on a Red Line train yesterday afternoon. It happened near the Maryland-D.C. border as the train was heading downtown. Police have released photos of the three people who might be armed and dangerous. They say all three exited the system at the Silver Spring station. The Prince William County Police Department is getting shipments of body cameras, and some officers will start wearing them next month.
This month, we're going to begin training our officers on how they're used.
Prince William County Police spokesperson Jonathan Prock says officers will be allowed to turn them on anytime they want, but should always have the body cameras on during
traffic stops, any sort of vehicle or foot pursuits and things like that, or arrests or in-custody transports.
Patrol, canine, and school resource officers and those in the traffic division will be outfitted with the cameras first. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The president of the University of Virginia is advising students, faculty, and staff to avoid the August 12th Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Teresa Sullivan cites a credible risk of violence at the rally. She says, quote, one may stand up for one's beliefs without physical confrontation. Sullivan says the right-wing activists organizing the rally, quote, express beliefs that directly contradict our community's values of diversity, inclusion, and mutual respect. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,093. The Nasdaq at 6,352. Sports, the home run ball propels both the Nats and the O's to victories yesterday as the Nats outslugged the Cubs in Chicago. The O's demolished Detroit. WMDA, the Mystics win again, beating Phoenix. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
Looking to buy your first home but scared off by the big down payment?
Yeah, after paying for the wedding, we're afraid we'll be renting forever and miss out on these low interest rates.
Fear not. You can buy a home now with a zero down mortgage from NASA Federal. Plus, there's no private mortgage insurance. You could save thousands not paying PMI.
Wow, with no down payment and no PMI, we could buy that house we saw last weekend.
The zero down mortgage with no PMI is perfect for first first-time homebuyers who want to take advantage of historically low rates but can't swing the down payment. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/371.
I can't wait to give our landlord the notice.
To end your rental woes, call 855-371-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/371.
But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to get a zero-down mortgage with no PMI from NASA Federal. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/371.
Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost, terms, and conditions, call 855-371-NASA.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia getting better in Dale City. That's good news. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. The long-standing crash north on 95 north of the truck scales finally all cleared, even from the right shoulder. That had been quite the distraction, so now we're moving a bit better. Southbound crash as you approach the truck scales, that too gone. So that is now moving much better as well. For 66, just been about the volume for you. Trying to get up and toward the Buckland area. North on 29, crash at Vint Hill Road. Please tell me they've reopened the lanes. Even Vint Hill Road, though, slows to even get to 29, so extra time for sure. For 66, like I said, have lanes open through Manassas Centerville, slow into the rain. It's tricky in some spots. 270 south for Urbana and Hyattstown. Heavy delays, but nothing reported along the way. DC 295 improved the 11th Street Bridge now that the crash is gone on the ramp from southbound 295 to get on to the 11th Street Bridge band. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
One area of moisture through this morning. We'll continue to see more scattered showers, a few thunderstorms. At times, we'll have a few breaks in the action. But once again, this afternoon, more scattered showers and thunderstorms. And a high of only 75. Rainfall can be over an inch in spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Dumfries, 66 in Damascus, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Organizers of Baltimore's weekend ceasefire remain optimistic despite two more gun deaths. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this rainy Monday morning. Joining us in an hour is legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. We'll talk to him about Sessions cracking down on leaks and the latest on Mueller's grand jury. At 7:35, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner is with us to talk about Congress leaving town and leaving behind a lot of unfinished business. And at 8:05, cybersecurity expert Morgan Wright on how Sessions can actually find those leakers. I'm Mary Welter here with Vince Colonies. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. Last week, Lena Dunham, who's a celebrity for some reason, was walking through JFK Airport. And you probably saw some of this news. As she was doing so, she noticed that there were some airline employees who said some things she disagreed with. She was walking past two American Airlines employees, apparently, who were having a private conversation. And she took to Twitter, as the kids say, and she wrote this. Not going to call out the airline who delayed because happens, but I did just overhear two American airline attendants having a transphobic talk, she wrote, at 2:51 a.m. in the morning. Shortly after that, she followed up with another tweet describing that as the worst part of her night, which included a several-hour delay. She wrote, at this moment in history, we should be teaching our employees about love and inclusivity, American Airlines. That was the worst part of this night. American Airlines responded by saying, your comments have us concerned. Privately message us so we can get some more details. Well, she did. Here are the details. I'll share them with you. Hi. I heard two female attendants walking, talking about how trans kids are a trend and they'd never accept a trans child, and transness is gross. I think it reflects badly on uniformed employees of your company to have that kind of dialogue going on. What if a trans teen was walking behind them? Awareness starts at home, but jobs can set standards of practice. Thanks for your consideration. Okay. So, in summary, Lena Dunham overhears a conversation that she's uncomfortable with, doesn't like, blows American Airlines up on Twitter, goes after these two employees, And then eventually she gives them, she actually tells them specifically, I was in the arrivals hall coming from gate B30 to baggage by the Hudson News across from the wine bar. She gave the details, the location of these two employees in hopes that American Airlines would crush them. That their livelihoods would be destroyed by the fact that they were having a private conversation that she overheard, that she chose not to confront them personally over, that she instead decided to go on Twitter and shame them and to encourage her millions of followers to join in, to quickly go after two employees who had some expectation of privacy, I think, but certainly an expectation of the liberty to have a conversation with one another, and Lena Dunham going after them. And I feel like this is symptomatic of a bunch of different things, but one of them is that in 2017, more so than at any other time in I think, American history, you've got people who now cannot voice what were pretty conventional views a couple years ago. Confused at all by transsexual issues or not quite up to speed on what your language should be right now? Well, you better not express a thought in public because you could have your livelihood destroyed. And I wonder, as I look at this, and I kind of, because I feel like this way for sure for me, and I'm sure a lot of my friends and family, that there are times where there are things that I can express in private or to my family or to my friends that you can't express in public or that you don't for fear of destroying your own livelihood, no matter what your job is. Whether it's talk radio, I mean, that's obviously an environment where you should express a lot of opinions, and we do. Or just in a standard workplace, or say walking down the hallway of a flight terminal with a friend for fear that you're going to destroy your livelihood. So my question to you this morning is this, and I don't even need the opinion, I'd almost rather not have it, but I just want to know, are there opinions? Are there things that you're afraid to share in public for fear of destroying your own livelihood? Are you constrained in part, not just because of, you know, not just because of things that are against your company's wishes per se, but because you know that society has gotten so hyperbolic, so fervent, so liberal, that you can't express these ideas? Are you afraid to share your true opinions in public? I'm interested to know what the answer to that is. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
And the weird thing about this is this wasn't even in public. These two American Airlines employees were allegedly just having this conversation between the two of them. It was a private conversation. So here's also part of this is American Airlines is now saying, well, she tweeted at 3 a.m., according to the airline, to American Airlines spokesperson. American's last departure or arrival at JFK was about 1:45. So why were these two flight attendants allegedly still there? A video that Dunham posted about the same time showed that the actress was flying on Delta, which, according to the spokesperson, doesn't operate out of Terminal 8, where American Airlines does, and the two are not connected. You can't get from one to the other. So Americans saying, look, we looked into this, and they did release a statement from the team members we hire to the customers we serve. Inclusion and diversity is a way of life at American Airlines, and everybody feels welcome and so on. But they are questioning the veracity of her story, the validity of her story, because they're saying, it's not making a lot of sense because things aren't adding up. American doesn't, you flew Delta and on and on. So all those things. Here's what bothers me is this is very Soviet Union to me. This is very 1984. The idea that someone can, we saw this with the owner of Chick-fil-A, where privately he doesn't believe in gay marriage, but he has never had one complaint against him for discriminating against any of his gay employees. Never. And I'm a big believer in you can have private, your own private views, but in a public position, like, or if you own a business, you abide by the law and you do the right thing. I don't bring my private views necessarily to work. But I believe that you have the right to have a conversation with someone and express your views regardless of how distasteful someone else may find them. That does not give that person the right to try to publicly shame you for holding views in a private conversation. If these people were standing on a soapbox in the middle of JFK proclaiming their views loudly in an American Airlines uniform, then I can see where American Airlines should be notified. That's not what this does, and Lena Dunham needs to check it. I am so done with her. I don't know about anybody else, but who is she? Why is she relevant? She had a show a couple of years ago.
Let me check.
Why is she relevant?
Well, Gina, let's go to Gina real quick, who's first up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Gina. So this has to do with MAL?
Yes, it does. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two guys that work with me. I drive a trash truck, and the guys on the back complained about the radio station I was listening to because it was too controversial. And so my boss asked me to stop listening to it when they were in the truck. In fact, he disabled my radio for a while without even giving me a heads up. But then he finally reattached it so I could listen to the radio, which just asked me not to listen to this radio station when they were present.
All because of the naughty opinion that you have, that we have to talk about what we're allowed to talk about.
Yeah, my freedom of speech.
Wow, Gina, I'm shocked the guys on the back of the truck can even hear it anyway.
Yeah.
No, when they get in and have to ride from one area to another or to their landfill.
Are you sure they just don't have something personally against Mary?
No, it's probably me.
Okay, I was just curious. All right. Well, Gina, thanks for that.
Gina.
What a shocking start and a good one.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. It is. Me too.
All right. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Do you have a similar experience to Gina? Are there things that you can't do or say in public for fear that they're just too naughty in 2017?
All right, let's get you on your way to work. WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And getting there today is going to be a little bit of a struggle just because of the rain. So anytime we have that road spray, rain drizzle, you need extra time, plenty of braking distance, please, too, between you and the car in front of you. We've had a number of accidents. DC, 295 southbound. The multi-car crash on the ramp to get to the 11th Street Bridge, that's been cleared, but it gave us early delays. And then in the backups, 295 south near Eastern Avenue had the stalled bus. That, too, has been cleared. So, like I said, a little bit of a struggle for the southbound side of 295 northbound. You're doing fine coming off the Beltway, heading past the Naval Research Lab. Now, looking for a crash reported on the inbound 14th Street Bridge on the express side. So watch as you come in from Boundary Channel. Everyone heading in toward town on 210, heading north near Palmer Road. This is as you're heading up toward the Beltway before you get to Livingston Road, 210 Indianette Highway. New crash there just reported. For 66, been about the volume for you. 270, same story. The stop and go through Urbana and Hyattstown with lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Get your motor running.
It's not going to be a good day for riding your motorcycle because today we're going to have lots of thunderstorms with a high near 75, rainfall possibly over 1 inch. Tonight, thunderstorms this evening, followed by occasional showers overnight, a low of 69, chance of rain 80% tomorrow. Cloudy early, partial sunshine expected later in the day, and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 83, currently in our nation's capital, 71 degrees at 618 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
All right, Lena Dunham causing something of a firestorm, accusing two American Airlines employees of being transphobic, but not to their faces. She tweets about it, provoking millions of her followers to join in on the fun, shaming American Airlines publicly in the hopes of crushing their livelihoods. That all happened last week. So where are you in 2017? Are you afraid to share your true opinions in public for fear that some insane actress is going to be walking by and tweet about it? Sorry, I had to constrain all of the adjectives
the
that I was about
face
to unload.
Was great.
let's go to Pete in Fairfax. Good morning, Pete. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, my apologies for the poor quality. I'm in the People's Republic of Maryland. I forgot my Bluetooth device, so I do not feel like getting pulled over.
Well,
by
you're doing well right now, so thank you for all your right, dispatch from the People's Republic.
All right, outstanding. Anyways, what I want to say is that I have to keep my views on the current status of race relations to myself, because even though I, too, am in the media as a, that's how I earn my money, I still have to be very careful. But, you know, one thing about race is that, you know, we all have a stance on race relations and how we feel about race based on where we live. Because I don't see too many liberals moving into places like Anacostia and certain areas of Prince George's County. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, it's not like I'm putting on a hood in a sheet every day. But I feel, you know, issues like black crime, black on black crime, Black Lives Matter, illegitimacy, dependence on the welfare state, I need to keep myself. If not, my employer finds out, you know, either I'll get a promotion or I'll get the walking papers.
Good point. Thank you, Pete. Yeah, once you start exploring the details, you're dangerously close to racism.
Because facts hurt.
Pete, with an interesting point, and by the way, I bet a lot of people share that perspective. Let's go to Joe in Silver Spring. Joe, what do you think of Lena Dunham here?
Hey, good morning. It's not Lena Dunham in particular. It's the most uber liberal people. They look at sexuality as anything goes. They've changed religion for sexuality. But if you don't agree with their sexual outlooks, then they'll come on you as the biggest bigot I've ever seen. They'll jump on you, they'll name call you, they'll bully you. Liberalism is nothing like what they do.
Well, there's a lot of, Joe, good point, there's a lot of goalpost shifting going on. If for something that has an absolute standard, it seems to be moving all of the time. And Mary Catherine Hamm, actually, who's going to be joining us at 8:35, has a great piece today in The Federalist about this, which is the norms and the standards are changing so quickly that the people who are having this enforced against them, two American Airlines employees, can't even keep up. Like, what's the standard? Tell me what the standard is. Oh, well, it changed. It was different last week. President Obama evolved on gay marriage during his presidency. The standard had changed, and he had to move as a result. So it doesn't have anything to do with sort of like, you know, principled ideals that affect for the individual. It's about, okay, what does society think? And now I have to respond to it. And the goalposts are shifting rapidly. They're always changing. And Americans, by and large, are expected to live up to them. Literally any American, not just somebody who's in the press. Somebody who's walking down an airplane terminal will now have this enforced against them. They'll have the diversity police, the tolerant authoritarians rolling over them.
The thought police, you're one step away from your daughter having to report to school if mommy or daddy said something that was against the state at dinner. Very, very dangerously close. 6:22 on WMAL.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
What do we do? Because we're all left hanging. We don't know what tweet is coming next. We don't know whether to believe Fox News or CNN. We just don't know what to do out there if you're a federal employee. And so here's what I'm going to recommend. Just like I do every week, anytime there is an emergency ahead, you have to plan.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
August heat and humidity belong outside your home, not in your home. EnergyStar.gov reports standard double-pane windows allow about 75% of the sun's heat right into your home. Well, Thompson Creek has a cure that can keep you cool and help lower your air conditioning bills. Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain and keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs windows is built specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and build their windows in their own local factory. There is never a middleman, and Thompson Creek is completely accountable to you. Call now to save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, but do it before this offer is gone.
Are you a man suffering from erectile dysfunction? At Quality Care for Men, a team of local, board-certified physicians are here to tell you you don't have to, because they can help you right now. If the popular pills are not working as well or have stopped working, the answer is simple and without painful surgery. With the newest available safe medications, custom-blended just for you. These doctors have been treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives. How would your life change if you were able to restore intimacy
with your partner. In almost every case, regardless of age, medical history, prostate problems, or diabetes, the doctors can help. Getting your sex life back is easy. And if you don't have a response to the medication right in the doctor's office on your first visit, both the medication and visit are free, guaranteed. Saturday and evening hours available. So what are you waiting for? Appointments fill fast. Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Take 70% off the Mattress Warehouse Dorm Essentials Pack featuring a bed gear pillow and protector for just $49.99. Or get a Comfort Essentials memory foam mattress, twin or twin XL for just $139.99. Visit Mattress Warehouse or SleepHappens.com. 6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. It's never a good mix, Mary, when we have rain with the rush hour. We've had a number of problems this morning. Update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. So I want to begin with the better news, and that is north on 29 Virginia, trying to head up out of Buckland toward Gainesville eventually. The crash is finally gone. Northbound 29 at Vint Hill Road. If you heard me talk about that, you can now get through. And like that, the delay's quickly easing. Now, once you get up onto 66, here we go, with that volume rolling slowly as you push in toward Manassas, again, Centerville and Fair Oaks, Falls Church. But again, that's just the volume delay. Now, here's where we have the big problem right now. It's on the Fairfax County Parkway, 286, basically in the Springfield area. If you're heading south of the Burke Lake stretch, it's going to be southbound Fairfax County Parkway. All travel lanes are closed just after the intersection with Huntsman Boulevard. And everyone's caught up in that. They haven't quite diverted everyone to Huntsman, so go ahead, make your diversion there. If you're heading up to that intersection or prior, you can take Lee Chapel Road as a bailout route as well. 395 heavy in Landmark, cross the 14th Street Bridge main lines, looking okay. They were had a report of a crash in the HOV lanes heading into town on 14th Street Bridge. Now, to relieve your muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. It's fast-acting foam. It can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp start to a new week. Scattered areas of showers and embedded thunderstorms continuing not only this morning but into the afternoon. Temperatures held down by the rainfall. 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently our nation's capital, 71 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
All right, Lena Dunham causing a stir by attacking two American Airlines employees for having a naughty conversation about trans teens, trans kids, and then blowing them up on social media. Where are you on all of this? Let's go to Dennis in Fairfax. Good morning, Dennis. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent, sir.
Hey, quick comment. A few years ago, President Obama lit up the White House with the LGBT colors. How many people were offended by that? I'll let you guys go, and I'll hear a comment. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis. I'm sure quite a few, but the fervor with which there's response to things like that is very different. When conservatives are offended, you don't see the same sort of venomous reaction. At least not like this. Conor Friedersdorf has a great piece in The Atlantic in which he talks about, like, Lena Dunham shouldn't have done this. And in it, he mentions, imagine if we had seen this offline. Imagine if we'd seen in public thousands of people screaming at one person for their opinion. This is what happens online. She starts the fire, and thousands of people screaming in the same direction. Pretty upsetting. 6:28 now on WMAL.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Up on WMAL, that bastion of journalism, Rolling Stone, has some words of advice for those of you having a problem still adjusting to the idea that President Trump is your president. He's not going anywhere. And we'll share that with you in case you need it. You might want to get a pen, some paper, so
and
you can take notes. And a blankie, yes. 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. It's a rainy Monday in Washington. Forecasters say we're likely to have showers and possible thunderstorms throughout the day. We're also under a flash flood watch starting at 9 this morning through this evening. The complete WMAL Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. Three persons of interest are being sought by D.C. and Metro Transit Police after a shooting aboard a Metro Red Line train yesterday afternoon. It happened not far from the D.C.-Maryland line as the train was heading toward downtown. Police say a teenager was shot in the abdomen, his condition not known. The three persons of interest got off the train at Tacoma, then hopped a train going the other way. They exited the system at Silver Spring. Vice President Mike Pence is making it very clear he is not running for president in 2020.
Vice President Pence is pushing back hard on this New York Times story, as are other White House officials. The vice president taking the unusual step of putting out an official statement on White House letterhead to respond to this story. In the statement, the vice president called the story disgraceful, offensive, categorically false, laughable, and absurd.
Correspondent Athena Jones. We're learning more about what caused that deadly accident at the Ohio State Fair.
The manufacturer of a thrill ride that broke apart at the fair last month, killing one person and injuring seven others, said the incident was caused by excessive corrosion on the support beam. KMG says they visited the site to conduct tests on the fireball and found that the rust dangerously reduced the beam's wall thickness over the years. The company orders similar rides shut down worldwide following the incident.
Correspondent Sierra Crawford checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,093, the Nasdaq at 6,352. Sports, the Nats come from behind in a big way to beat the Cubs in Chicago. The O's blast the Tigers. WNBA, the Mystics beat Phoenix. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fabric, individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there's one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation, and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Fortinet, your cybersecurity blanket. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
Hey, honey, did you hear about the neighbor's new roof? They found out their warranty wasn't what they thought it was when they got it replaced.
Isn't our roof warranty good for 25 years?
Nope, I looked into it. We lost all the coverage on labor after 3 years, and materials coverage depreciates every year. So now might actually be the best time for us to get a new roof.
Well, we have talked about it.
Let's call New Look Home Design. They'll send somebody out to check our attic and give us a quote on the spot for free. We get a free upgrade to designer shingle colors. Plus, New Look's warranty covers labor and materials for as long as we live here and transfers to the new owner if we sell.
New Look's warranty transfers? And I heard they do new roofs in a single day. Hmm, sounds like we should give them a call.
To see if now is the best time for you to get a new roof, call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Call or visit today and get 5 years same as cash on your new roof for well-qualified buyers.
Hi, Rick Edelman here.
Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
Chris Plant here. I look forward to the Media Research Center's gala every year, but this year I'm really excited. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary, so they're rolling out their best show ever. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, plus Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, gathering in Washington on September 21st for a night of great fun at the expense of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. mrc.org/gala.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax County Parkway commuters, heads up because we have a closure, serious crash shutting down the southbound lanes of 286, the Fairfax County Parkway. The crash just after Huntsman Boulevard right near Modesto Lane. So if that's in your stretch, you need to start planning because they're stopping traffic, diverting at Huntsman Boulevard. Southbound, I'm already seeing delays if you're coming south, say, of the Burke Lake area. 123, looking at delays, wow, beginning before Lee Chapel Road now, so that could be a good bailout point for you as well. So a lot of heavy volume. You can try to avoid the Fairfax County Parkway in that stretch heading into Springfield. Northbound side, you can get through, but it's only one lane getting by, so northbound starting to see some delays as well. For 395 in Landmark, heavy, again at the 14th Street Bridge, crashes reported in the HOV lanes across the 14th Street Bridge. 210 northbound, Indian Head Highway north of Palmer Road as you come up to Kirby Hill Road. Accident activity reported now to be on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of showers, a few thunderstorms rolling through not only this morning but into the afternoon. 75. Chance of showers, maybe thunderstorms early tonight. 69 degrees. On Tuesday, we'll get some partial sunshine, maybe a passing shower thunderstorm. Most of our rain today with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Centerville, 66 in Gaithersburg. 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL. Good morning, 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will join us. A hot weekend for legal analysis. Susan Ferriccio joins us at 7:35 from the Washington Examiner. Cybersecurity expert Morgan Wright on whether or not we're going to be able to catch these leakers joins us at 8:05 this morning. And at 8:35, we've got Mary Catherine Hamm stopping by Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
All right, that's not an offer. It's a suggestion from Rolling Stone magazine. You know, the bastion of journalism, Rolling Stone. Remember when they used to be good and relevant? Well,
before they were sued for making up stories?
Well, yeah. Well, there was that whole thing, of course. On Friday, they promoted professional cuddling as a reaction to those who are struggling to cope with the reality of Donald Trump being our president.
Professional cuddling?
Professional. This is where I rethink all my life choices. All right? I didn't get the government job my father told me to get. He told me to go into the government, get a government job. I didn't listen. And this, I don't know why I didn't get in on this. There is actually a group called Cuddlist. And there is a guy, Adam Lippin. He is the CEO of Cuddlist. Mm-hmm. You can go to a Cuddlist session. They have sessions, and you pay to go $80 an hour. $80 an hour. And it's all G-rated, and you cuddle with each other. It's not like he even hires people to cuddle with you. People go, and they cuddle with each other.
For 80 for bucks an
hour? For $80 an hour. Where did I go wrong in life?
Isn't it, like, cheaper to get a massage? What are you doing? You're cuddling for 80 bucks an hour?
Yeah, $80 an hour.
Go buy a girl a nice steak. $80 for a cuddle party?
That's ridiculous. The woman who wrote this, Ali Volpe, now, to be fair, it didn't make it into the magazine. It's on their webpage, on Rolling Stone's webpage. She wrote, since November and the election of Donald Trump, professional cuddling service has seen a spike in client interest. There's a spike. This is what liberals do, because everything about them is feeling and emotion based. That's where they come from. That's where their belief system is so rooted in what they feel to be right is right. If they feel something should be a certain way, then it is, regardless of facts and reality. It's all about how you feel. And listen, I can't blame them. They've been trained this way since they first entered school. This is how they were trained. How do you feel? It's all about how they feel. So, and we've never challenged their feelings growing up. Everybody got a trophy. So now, when they realize that Donald Trump really is president and he's not going away and he really is doing some of the things he said he was going to do, they have to feel better about it. So you cuddle. One organizer said it's a G-rated event. Touch stays outside the bikini area. And people show up in pajamas or sweats, just comfortable, cuddly clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay $80 to cuddle with strangers.
This is so disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is so disturbing. You've got to pay for company. You're paying for the warm embrace of someone who's going to help you feel better about the fact that Trump is president? Really? This seems like a pretext. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like you are just craving human interaction anywhere you can find it, if this is what you're doing. And blaming President Trump. What a convenient excuse.
Well, a significant number of those seeking professional cuddling services claim to have experienced abuse, and some of them see in Trump the qualities that remind them of that past trauma. They say apparently anti-Trump cuddling is a response to abusers, people who are like the president. So okay. President Trump reminds them of the people who abused them in the past. So this cuddling helps them deal with that.
Why precisely would you want to do this job? Why would you want to be...
No, I want to be the CEO.
A professional cuddler? If you're literally, like, holding damaged people for hours? You're laying on the ground with, like, an emotionally damaged human being?
Well, I think...
Who's paying to embrace you?
I don't think... I think
and hold
it's
you in
other,
their death grip?
It's other non-professionals. I think everybody pays $80 an hour, and you go and you just, like, if the morning show decided we're going to check this out, the four of us would pay $80 each, and we would go to wherever the cuddle party is happening, mm-hmm. and you just cuddle other strangers. I should have been the CEO. That's where I missed the boat. I should have been the CEO of this.
I see. So you'd be the middleman of nonsense.
Absolutely.
This is just dumb people giving you money so that they can embrace each other.
Yes.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It's still insane. Now it's two Now it's two mentally damaged people holding each other.
Yes. And you can, let's see.
How many crimes are committed during this thing?
They do have cuddle practitioners, though.
They do.
Who are there to listen, comfort, console, encourage, and journey with you.
Any like, behavioral enforcement, though? Like cuddle
there,
cops?
There is a cuddle code of conduct. Frequently asked questions. I've never done something like this before. What is the right way to cuddle? Is anyone welcome to become a client? What is your cancellation policy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only approved way of cuddling a stranger is the middle school dance approach. Arm length away. A full body length away from each other. You can touch each other's shoulders and that's it.
No, CYO dances. You have to leave room for the Holy Spirit
that's
between
right.
you and your partner, right? 6:43 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube.
If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Monday, here we go, 210 Indian Head Highway. The crash had been north of Palmer Road, cleared out of the travel lanes, so we're moving along a little bit better here to work up toward Livingston Road, Kirby Hill Road. Go ahead and use that with your travel lanes open. To the Wilson Bridge, backing up before you get to St. Barnabas Road, so seeing a little bit of that stop and go, Maryland into Virginia. Top side of the Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring slows, and road spray as well, also a factor. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, coming south in Jessup, again in Laurel with the volume. Northbound crash right near the exit for BWI. That's been cleared, so it looks like we're moving again without much of any delay. Northbound delays through Jessup as well, passing Route 100. Let's go 270 with just the volume through that stretch. Virginia, big story still is the closure of the Fairfax County Parkway, 286. All lanes stopped southbound after Huntsman Boulevard for the crash. Northbound, only one lane gets you by there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp Monday, cooler weather now settling in with the rain. The rain will be tapering off as we head on through today. Scattered areas of showers and even a few thunderstorms as we roll through this morning. And we'll see more this afternoon. A cool 75. Tonight, the shower should end early. Maybe a few thunderstorms, 69. And just a hit or miss shower, possibly a thunderstorm on Tuesday, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently, our nation's capital, it's 71 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
All right, you remember the President of the United States gave a speech before some police in Long Island 2 weeks ago. And there's been a lot of reaction to it, specifically this line.
And when you see these towns, and when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in, rough. I said, please don't be too nice.
He's talking about murderers being thrown in the back of a paddy wagon. He also said in that speech, you know how you put your hand on top of their heads when you put them inside the paddy wagon, make sure they don't bump their heads? You can move your hand. You can move that hand. Let them bump their heads. That's fine. I'm paraphrasing. Of course, the President of the United States, the cops who were assembled there, by the way, laughed at it. They were having a good time. It was a joke. Well, it wasn't received that way. And this has reached, and the reason we're bringing it up now is because it's reached our area in the form of the Annapolis police chief last week, Scott Baker. He wrote a note on Facebook criticizing the President of the United States, saying, quote, "The president's words do not help build trust between citizens and police." So he was upset with the president and used his public office to express that displeasure. Well, Annapolis Mayor Mike Pantelides has fired back. He met with Police Chief Scott Baker personally. It's according to our friends at WTOP. He also emailed all city employees, reminding them not to post anything, whether it's positive or negative, about the president or national politics. He argues that doing otherwise will, quote, distract us from our core mission of serving the citizens of Annapolis. And he added that he's not a fan of, quote, having to read through over 120 comments on Facebook and deal with the blowback from this. So at its core, should a police chief be criticizing the president of the United States for what I think any reasonable person would assess was an obvious joke? I heard the president speak. I heard him say that. And my sense was right away, this is a joke. This is not the president encouraging police brutality. And for these police chiefs to jump in and start condemning the president, probably not the best look.
So are we no longer upset over the use of paddy wagon? Have we gotten past that?
We've graduated.
All right. So that's no longer an issue. So now we're on to the part about where the joke where that nobody got. You know, people hear what they want to hear. It's just like they see what they want to see. And when it comes to this president, he's not going to catch a break with anything. They don't like the way he breathes. They don't like his hair. Nothing he does, they're going to like. And I agree with the mayor, because I just think that you shouldn't be posting these things on your town page, right?
Yeah.
Under your town.
And at his core, the president's talking about, how do we handle murderers? Bump their head a little bit. Who cares? 6:50 now on WMAL.
You've seen those articles about star athletes and Hollywood stars. They got these nutritionists, right? Wouldn't you like to have someone like that to plan out all your meals, your breakfasts, your snacks, your lunches, your dinners, measure your results weekly, hold you accountable, coach you, you know, keep you from failing? Well, you don't have to be a LeBron James or a Tom Cruise to get this. No, all you got to do is call EMP 180 Weight Loss. See, that's what they do. They're like your personal nutritionist. And learning to eat right with a simple, easy-to-follow plan from expert food coaches, well, it really does make a difference. You know, you turn to experts for your taxes, to sell houses, to fix cars, to manage your money. Why not to get healthy again? It's one of the most important life issues we deal with. And EMP 180 Weight Loss, it works, and they'll get you healthy again. They did for me, and I want you to be as happy as I am with EMP 180 Weight Loss. So check them out, EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. When it comes to implants, experience matters. I've been researching and studying full-mount dental implant techniques and technology around the world for over a decade, so I can bring you a perfect, beautiful smile. Full porcelain zirconia with advanced 3D modeling from the Cascade Center are indistinguishable from your own teeth in look, feel, and function. Our team can do this comfortable procedure all in one office with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving you time, money, and discomfort. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist can have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. At the Cascade Center, we handle hundreds of implant cases every year. And with our new in-house high-end custom lab, we can change years worth of dental damage in just one day while offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. Isn't it time for you to smile again? See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
And that sound mean that that sound means that it is 6:53 and it's time to find out how your money is doing. We welcome back Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Welcome back, Jess.
Good morning and thank you. Stock futures are higher this morning, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. European and Asian markets mostly higher. Crude oil is ticking slightly lower this morning. OPEC gathers for a two-day meeting in Abu Dhabi today. The members have joined together to cut production and prop up oil prices, but you know, a few of those members have not been sticking with the deal. They're pumping record amounts of oil. North Korea has denounced new UN sanctions against it, saying it will take righteous action, and investors in the markets may react to this today. The US, Japan, and Australia have joined in sanctions against North Korea for its missile tests. Earnings coming today from companies like Tyson Foods this morning. Later today, we get results from CBS and Marriott. And if you don't watch HBO's Game of Thrones, apparently Mondays at the office are extremely annoying. The show is so record-settingly popular that those who don't watch have to sit and listen to everyone else talking about it. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Visit the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas, August 11th through the 19th, for the largest county fair in Virginia. Family and friends come join the fun. From monster trucks, demolition derby, and motocross, to the free petting zoo, butterfly encounter, tractor pull, No Joe's Circus, rodeo, and Jurassic Kingdom, there's something for everyone. Half-price night is August 14th, and ladies' night is August 15th. For great food and fun, visit pwcfair.com. The Prince William County Fair, August 11th through the 19th.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax County Parkway, major delays, but crews tell me they're trying to get one lane by the crash that had everybody stopped. Southbound 286 after Huntsman Boulevard, right near Modesto Lane. That's where crews are still doing the cleanup there. I'm looking at delays, but they're going to be southbound pretty intense here as you come past Burke Lake Road. Just beyond that, near Old Keene Mill Road, so be prepared or think about your alternates in advance. Lee Chapel Road, that's one option for you as well. Northbound side, you can get through a northbound on the Fairfax County Parkway, just a brief delay. At the 14th Street Bridge, it's slowing, especially in the HOV lanes. Crews tell me they now have the accident HOV lanes out of the travel lanes, but still a distraction for sure. Coming through White Oak, the accident Maryland 29 southbound after the Trader Joe's before you get to Four Corners. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good. Damp Monday, cooler weather now settling in with the rain. The rain will be tapering off as we head on through today. Scattered areas of showers and even a few thunderstorms as we roll through this morning. And we'll see more this afternoon. A cool 75. Tonight, the shower should end early. Maybe a few thunderstorms, 69. And just a hit or miss shower, possibly a thunderstorm on Tuesday, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL. Some sad news. You know, this weekend we talked about this in the past. They were having a ceasefire in Baltimore. They asked for a 72-hour ceasefire this weekend. It was organized by the group Baltimore's Ceasefire, and they had a Facebook page, and they have the hashtag Baltimore Ceasefire on social media.
They were calling it Nobody Kill Anybody Weekend.
Yes. They asked for a 72-hour pause in violence Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No murders were reported until Saturday afternoon. And the reason they did this is Baltimore has had a record 204 homicides for the first 7 months of this year alone. It's really sad to see what's happening to Baltimore. It's out of control. A 37-year-old man, unidentified, was shot and killed late on Saturday. It was the second murder since they had called for the 72-hour ceasefire this weekend. He was killed just before 10 p.m. on Saturday. which was just a few hours after a 24-year-old man was reported shot and killed. There was another shooting earlier, which was not fatal, that had occurred earlier in the day. So the ceasefire was broken just not even 24 hours into it, which is really sad. But they were undeterred. They still held marches and cookouts. The activists held marches and cookouts and vigils on Saturday night, paying tribute to the city's murder victims and hugging each other because they're all affected by the violence, trying to bring some comfort to those being affected by this. They posted that the killing's not going to stop their mission. Quote, it's not that we either keep celebrating life this weekend or honor the life that has been lost to violence today. We will honor the life that was lost to violence and raise our vibration even higher and keep celebrating life. So it's sad that this happened. I can't imagine what it's like to have to live in Baltimore.
And you've got this woman, Erica Bridgeford, who is at the center of having tried to create this ceasefire in an American city where you'd expect to not have to deal with a third world problem with, like, demanding a ceasefire. And you're right. It is sad. You know, it's great to see, I think, some members of the community so insistent, even after it happened, her, you know, Erica saying, you know, it's not over. The ceasefire is not concluded just because two people started shooting. But Baltimore's struggling with this. And obviously with their gun laws, we saw them struggling with it a couple weeks ago, figuring out, well, what's the proper balance? Because some gun owners like having the gun, illegal or not, because they can use it to defend themselves. And I think that that's an important point for Baltimore to remember. The Second Amendment applies for self-defense. You should have that.
It's sad in Baltimore. It coming up on WMAL.
Well, we're going to do some immigration news for you. And we're also going to tell you about what Jeff Flake's up to. He's not just accusing the president of nastiness. Now he's attacking the whole Republican Party.
And legal analyst Joe DeGeneva will be with us. We'll get his take on Mueller's grand jury expansion and where the investigation is going. And also,